This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our good friends at the Governor Prevention Partnership with stuff we like to do as much as possible. I mean, we've talked about, you know, whether it's the mentoring or just people who are dealing with substance use disorder, they do great work. And they helped us coordinate with Andre Drummond a couple of weeks ago. And now we welcome in studio Ryan Leaf. Ryan was a former college football star, second pick in the NFL draft behind Peyton Manning. And, you know, and he's had a really an incredible adult life, and now he's in a position where would you say you're in recovery? Is that how you characterize it?
Yeah, why not?
And now life is going extremely well. Lives in Connecticut, has two children, and a really good broadcast career. And he's speaking on what was the last place you were at LSU talking to the football team with Brian Kelly?
Yeah, LSU and Ole Miss. I was actually in Mississippi. I did four of them. We came up too. It was the 76th program I've spoken to in the last 10 years.
I was in the media. I started at ESPN in 98. And so and I'm sure that at the bars, I was critical of you too. But what I want to say is to start off here, and I want you to tell your story, is that when you turn the corner, and I want to find out more about how you turn the corner, and people are nasty. Right. And I get that in my business. Right. I'm dealing with it right now on some issues. And they were cruel. And they said some cruel.
Oh, they continue
still
to.
They still do. But the way you handle trolls, I find to be no. But that like drew me in the way, whether it's a sense of humor or, you know, like, yeah, but it beats being on the floor of a prison. Whatever it is that you say to and I'm sure that they probably come back. Maybe they DM you and apologize, or because usually they're like. This guy's a real human being, and he responded to me.
Well, I don't think a lot of times they initially, when I started on social media, thought I would respond. You know, they could just, you know, undress me to the world. And I came to a realization at some point that, you know, I can fight back at this type of stuff because I like the guy I see in the mirror. I don't think I was necessarily I was worth it to be able to answer back or clap back in some instances. But once I became very comfortable with who I was, then there's just no stopping it then.
Well, I got to tell you, it was really impressive because that stuff can hurt. And you, no matter who you are, obviously this Sunday is International Overdose Awareness Day. And we want to talk about that. You're hosting with your wife a CBIA event in November.
Yeah, at the Hartford Convention Center.
Yeah, it's going to be packed.
Packed.
It's going to be something else.
They got my wife on the ticket, she's never. This will be the first time that she's spoken with me.
And what's, you know. Well, let's pause on that. I want people, because some people out there may not know your story. Just talk about, obviously, a very difficult professional career and ultimately, you know, a downward spiral. And just tell us, you know, I know it's hard to do in a short time, but like just quickly tell us your story.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's that hard to tell in a short period of time because it's not, you know, that interesting, really. Everybody's gone through some sort of adversity in their lives. Mine just happened to be very public. You know, I wanted to be a professional athlete. My dream came true. I got to play 5 years in the NFL, which was twice the length of a regular career or a normal career in the NFL, which is around 2.8 years. Difference was there was just a ton of expectation because of who I was drafted alongside and where I was drafted. And the timing of the internet just starting, sports talk radio becoming a huge part of it, and the way I kind of crashed and burned. And it wasn't like, I think the biggest things is things have been so convoluted over the reinvention of my story. What it was, I didn't play well. I didn't handle failure well, and I didn't get better. I was probably the most talented player that coming into that draft, and Peyton Manning got better. He worked harder than I did. He also clearly wasn't dealing with the mental health side of things that I was, that I didn't understand or didn't know. And so my way of addressing that was to numb myself through an opiate painkiller. It's the only drug I've ever taken. It was prescribed by doctors because I've had 15 surgeries. But like anything, it is an absolute killer. And unless you address it in a healthy, positive way, it's going to take you down the exact road that my story took me down, just like everybody else's who's had to deal with any sort of opiate. They become a criminal. They become an addict. And unless they ask for help or are forced to, in my case, where the sheriff's department showed up and saved my life, and I spent 3 years in prison, learned a lot about myself and what it was going to take to be a different version of me, the version of me that grew up in a small town in Montana that was just a kid that loved to play sports and be liked. And that's I wish that's what I was able to tell people when I got to the highest level, but I was pretty resentful of the people that said I wouldn't make it or were very critical of me. And this isn't a unique story. I think everybody who's grown up in our country has some sort of adversarial story that they've had to overcome in some way. And a lot of times they just do it in the shadows.
Yeah, well, I agree with you to a certain degree. Everyone, if you get to the 50, I'm 53, you're 49, everyone's had adversity, and that sort of melts the ego down at this age, in my opinion. You can be more real with people, and it's better. But I think to do it in public, to grow up in public, and you know, I've dealt with adversity myself, but I haven't had to deal with that kind of addiction in prison. So I think you're selling yourself a little short, but I'll leave that for you. You know, and again, we're talking with Ryan Leaf, former NFL player and now a real advocate for substance use disorder and a whole bunch of stuff, and he lives in our backyard here in Connecticut. We have one quick question here, then we'll take a break and we'll talk more about the talks you give and what you're going to say at an event like CBAIA. When did you realize you hit bottom? When did you realize you could change? And we could talk about that transition, because it sounds like building up a self-esteem and sense of self-worth, and it's as an adult, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. I mean, you've been beat down over the head for so long that you're, somebody that's not worthwhile to your community or anything like that. And that's what happens a lot of times when judges hand you a sentence. They say, you're not a contributor to our community. I'm going to give you a number and warehouse you, is essentially what he said to me when he sentenced me. I mean, you feel no value, like at all. You've made a mistake. You're not a bad person. You just did a bad thing. But you feel incredibly less than. And so it happened while in prison. My roommate, Iraqi Afghan war vet, had driven drunk one night when he was home on leave, and he killed somebody. And he was 23, and he had been in there for the last 8-9 years, and he was not resolute with being that version of himself. So he had made amends for what he'd done. He'd forgiven himself, and he tried to better himself every day. I thought he was silly that's who he was, because all of the things I told you, that we were losers. We were in prison. We were numbers. And so that for me was a big part of the shift and change. And one day he finally had enough of my attitude, I guess, and he felt comfortable enough to confront me. And he suggested we go down to the prison library and help prisoners who didn't know how to read learn how to read. And so what that ended up being was me being of service to another human being. And I think for the first time in my life, I used to think what I did on Saturdays and Sundays was me being of service. And so that shifted and that changed. No one was watching. Like, there was no media coverage. There was this 65-year-old Native American man in Montana who had grown up on the reservation and spent most of his life in and out of prisons and jails. And he was vulnerable enough to be like, I don't know how to read. I never learned. I've been faking it. Can you help me? And so I'd never heard another peer or man actually say those words. Like, I'm really hurting here. Can you help me? So if you'd never heard that or seen it, how can you act on it yourself? And so that's how it started. And listen, when this type of thing happens, you don't know what's happening. It's like anything else. It's the forest through the trees aspect of things. You just keep putting one foot forward because things seem to be better. And they seemed to be better in that I was sleeping better, I was more personable, and I was talking to my family for the first time. And those were three things that I hadn't probably done in a decade at the time. And so, you know, a few weeks passed and a few more weeks, and those things kept to, you know, started to kind of materialize a little bit more. And so that's when I kind of started to notice that I was being of service to another human being for the first time in my life. And so I knew that when I got out, because I was going to get out at some point, that it was going to have to be at the foundation of me, or I was just going to end up right back there, most likely dead. And so, you know, I, as a narcissist, I always thought that everything had to be about me to make my life better. As it turns out, when you make it about somebody else, your life gets better.
Hmm.
And that shifted. And so December 3rd, 2014 was the day I walked out. It's been that path ever since. For the last almost 11 years, it's been about other people, and which as a father comes in pretty handy, because when you make it about your family, your wife and your kids, and nothing more about you, that usually builds a really good family dynamic.
Well, before we get to the next 11 years, was the substance part of it, once that clicked, easier to kick?
I mean, that's just a symptom. Like, substance was just a symptom. For me, it could have been exercise. It could have been self-harm. It could have been food. It doesn't matter. It just, that was the only answer I had. It's the only drug I've ever taken. It's the only time, you know, I probably can count on both hands how many times I've been drunk in my life. Like, it's just, that's never been thing. Competition was my first drug of choice. And so when that was gone, this was just a replacement. I just wanted to be numb. I didn't want to feel, you know, the failure, the criticism, the being made fun of and things like that. That's what it was from. So the substance for me is, I'm not, you know, that's just a symptom. It's the underlying mental health diagnosis that went unchecked, you know, narcissism, social anxiety, depression. Those things are what I tried to medicate. And so that's why, you know, the overdose awareness idea of all this is so important, because many people who may try this type of drug may be just experimenting or trying to figure something out or not trying to feel something for one day.
Right.
But nowadays, with all the extracurriculars that are inside these drugs, the fentanyl and everything like that, you may only take it one time. And so the overdose thing is a huge problem. The substance use disorder is a stigma problem. The overdose part of this is that it can happen one time. It only takes one time. You may have never tried a drug, or you may have never drank like you have. Yeah. It can happen one time. So that's an important realization and a delineation that people have to understand.
Yeah, I have three teenagers, and we have these conversations. When you tell a young boy it's the one thing you're going to experiment with X, Y, and Z, but you can't ever try that, then they're like, I kind of want to try that. And
you so can't tell those kids anything.
It's just, and so it's a difficult thing to parent, but, you know, in the work I've done journalistically on it, you just really can't ever try it. I mean,
my son just like 2 days ago, I can't remember what it was, yesterday or whatever like that. You know, he did not get the right party favor. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the birthday party he went to, and it was the end of the world, right? And I literally said something. I don't think I'd said it to him as bluntly before, but he knows my story. He's old enough to understand it. But I was like, kid, you got everything you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
You know, like gratitude about stuff. Like, you know what's bad? You know what's bad, MacGyver, is spending 3 years in prison. And I think it's the first time I could really have spoke about it like that. And the perspective it gives me and allows me to be a different and better father because of it. And so I don't know if it registered. You know, he was still pretty pissed he didn't get the right eraser in the
party. Well, I mean, listen, it gets the whole concept instead of have to do, you get to do, right? I mean, I love that sort of whole mantra. We're talking with Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback and Connecticut resident, what I didn't know. And we're talking about, you know, Sunday is International Overdose Awareness Day, and we're talking about substance use disorder. You'll be speaking at the CBI event with your wife. We have less time than you'd think, and I want to whip through a couple quick things here. Tell us quickly about, first, what's your business with your wife? And then when your wife are going to speak at CBA, what's the presentation going to be?
So, you know, about 9-10 years ago, we started a company mainly based on all my speaking engagements, you know, an S corporation for protection and
when you go to LSU, you get paid and so on and so forth.
Right. Yep. And that's where we initially set it up for. But it, you know, something happened along the way. It actually became a real viable business. And not only is it a consulting business now, but it's a production business. So all our broadcasting ventures run through that. And my wife worked in Hollywood for a lot of years. She worked in management with Kevin Costner. She's worked with talent and egomaniacs, so I am hopefully like easy for her to manage. And there's only two people in our company. It's myself and her. I'm the CEO. She's the COO, and she does everything from negotiating contracts to, you know, building sponsorship deals and things like that. She does a tremendous job. And so when GPP came to us about, and I guess it was February, where I spoke at CADCA, Kelly brought us in and we talked about what we could do. The introduction was made to CBIA, and they thought initially they thought I would be a good speaker for their annual convention every year. And then they broached the topic of Anna being part of it. And she's never done that aspect of it. She's been behind the scenes, but her story needs to be told because she's an incredible businesswoman and this is a business association. And how we can all work together within the state of Connecticut and build those things. Now, my story is a big part of it, of overcoming adversity. But I also think that, like, we've built a business. If you would have told me 11 years ago that we'd have we had our highest grossing year of income last year as a company, that this is where we'd be 11 years later, I would have told you were crazy. There was nothing for me when I walked out of prison. Zero. There was certainly no wonderful wife and couple kids, too. Like, that's something that has stemmed from this relationship, not only business oriented, but personally. And, you know, so our hope is that she thinks, and she's in for a rude awakening, that this, she's going to be just kind of like a moderator of a panel, like asking me questions. No, this is her time to shine. And I think, for the state of Connecticut to see what an incredible businesswoman she is.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I'm curious. We're talking with Ryan Leaf, a former NFL quarterback and of course, advocate for, those in recovery and substance use disorder. I don't know how else to characterize it, but I'm curious. And again, I could honestly, and I don't want to monopolize your time. I wish I had more time with you, and we don't have very much left. Somebody in my business, somebody has to give you a chance. You know, that's how it works. There's a lot of people who have talent, and sometimes people get chosen over others. Who gave you? Because someone had to take that first step. And for wherever that was, it was probably perceived as a risk, or like people like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But somebody, whether it's in media, because now you do college football stuff, you do stuff on satellite radio. I mean, you have a portfolio of things that you do. Who gave you that first chance?
Well, I would argue with Fox Sports and Eric Shanks. He opened up the door. I shadowed Joe Klatt and Gus Johnson for like a year.
Gus is good.
And to see if I wanted to do it, and B, if I could be any good at it.
Did you have a relationship with Shanks, or did you just reach out to, like, how did that?
Jay Glazer owned a gym on Sunset.
Jay's the NFL reporter for Fox.
Yes. Yep. And he was doing some work with combat veterans and former NFL players, bringing them together because the commonality of what it felt like when the uniform came off for both was very similar, and we could help each other out. I mean, we were losing 22 veterans a day to suicide, and we were losing a lot of NFL players, former NFL players, because their inability to ask for help. And so he brought them together. That's how I met Jay. Jay's relationship, of course, with the head of Fox allowed me the email address of Eric Shanks. And I remember sending to him like, hey, I will do whatever. I'll grab Joel Klatt's coffee for a year. You know, it doesn't matter. And that's how it started. But I think the guy that really did open the floodgates for me was a guy by the name of David Gao. And he owns a string of radio stations down in the Houston area. And he had a Saturday afternoon college football show, and the recovery community that I was working for at the time, Transcend Recovery Community, was looking for like some sponsorship. So he allowed me to do the show. The lead sponsor of the show was Transcend Recovery Community. I got paid nothing for it, and I did it willingly. And that was the guy that gave me the shot. And it's unbelievable what happened from them. I've worked for ESPN. I've worked for Sirius XM with VSiN. I've been on, I've had my own show with the Points Bet Sports Network, Fanatics. I was on Good Morning Football for 2 years with the NFL Network. So, I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, where 11 years ago it was, but it took somebody to give me that offer. And I have to be incredibly good at it. Like, I have to be better than everybody else because I carry this baggage with me, and guys aren't going to put me on network television with sponsorship and everything unless I'm really good at it. Mm. And so that gives me a lot of purpose, and it gives me a lot of confidence knowing that I am, because I wouldn't get these jobs if I wasn't, because it just doesn't factor for you to just take a chance on a guy. He's had a tough go of it. Let's give him a shot. That's right. Not how network television right. works.
Quickly, we got to go. People want to get information on the CBIA event or more about you. Are there any places that you want to direct anybody to?
Yeah, the CBIA event is November 12th at the Hartford Convention Center. But the bigger thing in all this, and the reason why I'm here, is because of Kelly at GPP, which is the Governor's Prevention
Partnership.
Partnership that's existed for a long time, which has been the most bipartisan, regardless of who's in the governor's mansion.
Yep.
This is something that needs to affect all Connecticut residents and make things different. And so that's the reason why I'm here and why I'm doing it. You can reach out to them. You can reach out to me personally if you want through all social media platforms at Ryan D. Leaf. My DMs are open. Sometimes you just need to tell somebody something that's going on in their lives, and you don't have to have a solution. You just need to be vulnerable enough to say it.
And we'll talk more about the mentoring event coming up. I mean, we obviously talked about the backpack event. So Kelly Jewelson, we thank you at Governor's Prevention Partnership. Ryan, thank you for your time. Thank you for your courage. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.